Friday, September 16th, 2011. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Jessica Hanna. Making headlines, South Africa will announce a decision on its nuclear energy plans before the end of the year, says Energy Minister Dipuo Peters, adding that she has signed off a proposal which will go before Cabinet soon. Peters says that the documentation contains well-thought-out nuclear plans for South Africa with a strong focus on safety and environment, as well as localization and job creation opportunities for the country. Peters notes that South Africa was set to start a nuclear bidding process in April this year, but it was halted when concerns over the safety of nuclear power arose after the nuclear power disaster at Fukushima in Japan. Europe is ready to recognize Libya's interim government in the United Nations, but will push it to become more inclusive, says European Council President. Herman Van Rompuy says Europe will back the interim National Transitional Council as Libya's official representative. Van Rompuy told reporters after meeting with South African President Jacob Zuma in the sprawling Kruger National Park that the European Council is ready to recognize the NTC to take the place of Libya in the United Nations. Zuma has failed to recognize the NTC, putting South Africa at odds with the West and fast-growing economic rival Nigeria. South Africa's support of Muammar Gaddafi has its roots in a long-standing close relationship between the two countries. A new commission of inquiry to investigate allegations of wrongdoing in the arms deal is to be appointed, says President Jacob Zuma's office. Zuma spokesperson Mac Maharaj says the president will soon announce the terms of reference and the composition of the commission, including the timeframes. Zuma has requested Justice and Constitutional Court Development Minister Jeff Radebe to take the necessary steps to put this decision into effect. In 2009, legal proceedings were instituted in the Western Cape High Court, asking the court to direct the president to appoint an independent judicial commission of inquiry into allegations of wrongdoing, or to require him to reconsider his refusal to do so. Also making headlines, public protector Thuli Madonsela blames cooperative governance minister Sicelo Shikneka for delays in her probe into his alleged misuse of funds, but says a provisional report will be ready next week. Seven presidential hopefuls will call on Egypt's ruling military council to fix an early date for an election for the presidency and may demand the poll to be held in February or March, says one of the candidates. And a G20 development meeting next week will draft a plan for increasing agricultural output, boosting infrastructure spending and improving access to financing for poorer countries. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. Polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.